We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפי ודעת בנה לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, so we continue with the verse 31. When it say, ואי משגיח מן החלונות, there is the פסוק, there is a verse that say, משגיח, observe or supervise from the window, that marbon חלונה פני כל, ויחננו, להי את מרבה אל נערפן עלה, תעזבתה בידד היא יד פשוטה לקבל שווים, והיה כן איש. We're still talking about משה רבנו, ואיפן כה וכה, if you remember the verse from שמות, that he looked everywhere, and he saw that there is nobody there, ויח את המצרים, then he killed the Egyptian, but of course that's not the meaning of the verse, it's talking about more on something way more, a metaphysical way more deep than that. So let's go into a wonder and see what Malot HaSulam is speaking about. Vi mashgiach, vi bina, mashgiach bina chalonot. What does that mean, window? Bina, bina is looking through the window. Shenemar ba, ba'em, chalu na pne el, dainu shalu main nukvim mitorah v'mitzvot. What does that mean, bina? How do you get to bina? You have to be busy with Torah and mitzvot. The study of Torah by itself, the study by itself, is the most powerful thing a human being can do. Then you have mitzvot, you have the precept. We study that. One is Zer and Pin, one is Malchut. The Torah is Zer and Pin, mitzvot is Malchut. V'yichanenenu la'ish enemar ba en naref anala. And from doing mitzvot v'Torah, you are nourishing her, as it's written, kel naref anala. If you know that prayer that Moses prayed to Miriam, after she was getting the skin disease or the leprosy or whatever you want to call it, the tzara'at, he said to God, El naref anala, El naref anala. What is El naref anala? Dear God, please cure her or my sister Miriam. Dainu la malchut, she is on Miriam. You got a cure, when Moshe Rabbeinu pray, you got a cure who? You got a cure Miriam. What is Miriam? Why dafka Miriam? Because malchut, malchut. Now, if you, this is my additional explanation to that. It's not written here. Miriam from the word Marim. Marim. Miriam, Marim is the same letter, which means bitter. So Malchut doesn't have Ashpa'ah, doesn't have influence of Zerampin, it's Mar. The same thing, if you remember, by Yashlech Etz, Moshe Rabbeinu throw a piece of tree into the Maim Ameorarim, to the bitter water, it becomes sweet. What Etz did he throw in? The Etz HaChaim from the Torah. Okay? But again, this is my thing. Asher arfuah biyado, shiyat pshuta lekabel shavim v'yar kenish. Because the healing is in his hand, which is the simple hand, to receive people who make decision to change and transform. V'yar kenish, but he saw that there is nobody is coming to make tshuva. So, again, I hope you follow because it's jumping from something to the subject. It go back to the Torah, it go back to the Tikkuni Zohar, so it's jumping. So now, it's going to explain it a little bit deeper. Pirush. Ki be'et katnut, in a time of smallness, what is it, smallness? Smallness is when the koma, the measurement between where the roots of the light come from to the bottom, it becomes shorter. How can it become shorter? Very simple, when the ending go up, when Malchut go up to Bina, what end up happening? It creates separation. Not separation, ending. So where is the ending now? It's exactly in the chest of Bina. So now the Gimel Rishonot of Bina, which is Kedokhma Bina, stay up. Zayin Tachtonot of Bina, together with Zeranpi, together with Malchut, stay down. Even that Malchut went up, I'm sure you're confused how it can be, but for that you have to study more Rav Ashlag study, so you will understand that everything is happening at the same time. Pirush, ki be'et ha-katnut, yordot gimel ha-sfirot bina tiferet malchut, min ha-nukva lebriya yitzira asiya ve-la-klipot. What happened in the time of Katnut, what we call Tzimtzum Bet, or the beginning of Tzimtzum Bet, the Sfirot Bina, Tiferet Malchut, it doesn't say that Bina is divided to two, but we can take it like that. Bina, Tiferet Malchut, going from the Nukva, going from the female aspect, down to Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Again, we are talking about here in the frame of Atzilut, we're talking about in the frame of Adam Kadmon. So if we talk to the guy from the Nukva, that's the Nukva of Atzilut. So it's going down to the Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and to the Klipot too, when there is no, when it's Katnut. Ve'ena nisheret ela bebet sfirot keter chokhmah. So again, Bina, Tiferet Malchut, going down to Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and Klipot. And the energy or the light doesn't stay only in Keter v'Chokhmah, because now Keter v'Chokhmah is a new curtain, a new it's not Masach, it's a separation between the upper and the lower. So what the Koma become only Keter v'Chokhmah. Only Keter v'Chokhmah. And below, it's different. So you have only two. V'az b'rumezet anukva b'shem yad. When you are talking about the Malchut, the new Malchut after it went up, so you are now have Keter v'Chokhmah. So what do you call Malchut at that time? Yad, hand. Why do you call it Yad? What do you call it Yad? Like it say here, Asher Refua Beyado, that the healing in his hand of Moshe, who represents Zeranpin, who represents that, to give to Miriam, which is represent Malchut, Shem Yad, Arumezet Lebet Sfirot. Yud and Dalet is the hint of two Sfirot, Keter v'Chokhmah. How? Shebaim Yud Dalet Otiot. There is 14 letter. With the Keter v'Chokhmah. How come? Dalet beKeter. Keter has 4 letters. How can Keter has 4 letters? Yud Kevav Kepashut. Yud Kevav Kepashut is Dalet shel Keter. Okay? Pshuta. Yud beChokhmah. If you take Chokhmah, Yud Vav Dalet, A Yud, Vav Yud Vav, A Yud, how many letters you have? 10. So you have now Yud Vadalet, which is Yad. It's a covenant to remember, by the way. Yud bechokhmah, min havaya bemilui, milui yudin. Ubina v'tiferet malchut, shusot koach otiyot. If you take bina, tiferet malchut, you're going to end up with 28 letters. The same 28 letters of Yeshem Rabbah, if those of you are familiar with that. De milui amiluim, aromzim al kelim de bina. So when we talk about the 28 letters, is milui of milui. The fulfillment of the fulfillment. What is fulfillment of fulfillment? So instead of saying Yud Vav Dalet, you say Yud Vav Dalet to the Yud, Vav Vav to the Vav, Dalet Lamed Tav to the other letters. So together is 28 letters. Aromzim al kelim de bina, v'tiferet malchut aklulim ba naflu lemata, and tiferet malchut that included within bina fell down. So what to do? Everything fell down in the katnut. So what to do? Validem mayim nukvim. When we awakening mayim nukvim meaning elevating the light from below to above, utshuva v'maasim tovim, and we do repentance. We do repentance and good doing. Ma'ala nukva v'chazara et bina l'tiferet malchut shel min haklipot. Then the nukva of above can elevate bina tiferet malchut to the place, so it's getting out of the klipot. Just to let you know how powerful is tshuva. People don't understand that tshuva, repentance, we think it's just to be sorry, I'm sorry for what I did. No, it's the ability to bring back everything that the way it was. That's why it's called tshuva. What it doesn't call future change. I'm going to change future, I'm going to make a better future. No, the best thing you can be is what you were before. It's a weird thing. The best thing you can be is not your future self, your past self. Because in the past self, you're more close to being an embryo. You're more close to being fetus. You're more close to the original. So everything eventually going back to Adam Kadmon, everything is going back to the Ein Sof, everything is going back to the circular vessel, which is the beginning. So most people think as far as you can go from the beginning, better it is. No. As closer you go back, that's the best you can be. It's very complicated. Yeah. מעשים טובים. So, two תשובה. You do repentance, you do good doing. מעלה לנו כבר בחזרה את בינה ותפארת בלכות שלה מן הקליפות, והם מתלבשים בנשמות התחתונים שעשו תשובה. Then, by doing תשובה, by doing good doing, the נוקבה now can go back to where it was. The נוקבה help the בינה ותפארת בלכות to go where it was. So, it leaves the קליפות and going up. What happened then? That energy is get dressed with the souls of the people who did it. So every time you're doing good, and every time you do tshuva, you don't see the result right away. But you're going to see the result right after that. אחר כך, אם הורידה את המסך מנקבי העיניים, לפה. We know, as we study in Talmud Tosfot ברב אשלג, the מסך is in נקבי העיניים. נקבי העיניים is a, translate is the hole of the eye, where you put the eyeball. What is it? The socket? The socket. So that's the nikve enayim. There is a difference between enayim and nikve enayim. So the masach is the nikve enayim. Lape is going from the nikve enayim to the mouth, which means wherever the masach is, that's where the koma will be. So if the masach is the nikve enayim, how far the light will go up? Chokma vebina. That's it. If it's in the pe, how far it's going to go up? Full koma, full complete koma. So nikve enayim is where the masach go up for prina, for tzimtzum bed. מנקבי עיניים לפה. והיא מעלה את בינה ותפרד מלכות לאצילות. So now, the בינה ותפרד מלכות, going back to אצילות ביחד עם הנשמות. So you need to know, it's a system. It's a system that always happening. In the beginning, you have פרצוף שלם, you have a complete face, complete system. Then, צמצום ב', the מלכות go up to נקבי עיניים, going up to נקבי עיניים, now you have only חוכמה וכתר. Then, with work that we are doing here, that the pray, the mitzvot, the Torah, the tshuva, the all this, and nothing is more powerful than study Torah for tshuva. Nothing is more powerful. Like if people want to know what to do in Elul, how to change. You change a little bit, but we're not psychologists here. Study Torah. You study enough, and you say, this study, I want that energy to go to tshuva. That's it. That's what I want to do. And that by itself will make a tremendous amount of change. טוב, היא מעלה את בינה ותפרד מלכות לאצילות ביחד עם נשמות ושלמת בעשר ספירות, מקבלות מוחין דגדלות לנשמות החתולים ודבוקות בכלים. Then the נשמות who did that change, receiving the גדלות, the greatness, and they receiving all the soul that helping them, והדבוקים בכלים של בינה ותפרד מלכות שלה, חזר אליו, וזה אמרו, דעזבת בידה, כי הגלה מילתה למפרש שלא דבדה, נוגבה מתחילה להישאר ביד, אותיות הללו, למשל שככה רפואה שלהם. So, when you see the nukva is going only through yudalet, yudalet being 14, which is, remember, the four letters, the yud kevav kepashut of the keter, the yud letter, the 10 letters of chokma, so we think malchut is a little bit chasera, something is missing there, something is missing. But we need to understand that we need that for the whole process to go. Sometimes you have to go down before you go up. The yud yad pshuta lekabel shavim. What is this yudalet? Yudalet being 14. 14 being hand. Hand. So it is like the hand that is open to receive people who want to change. Aynu bekidash tukha lekabel achar kakha shavim b'tshuva. What does that mean? That God's hand is open lekabel ashavim like we pray in Rosh Hashanah. Yado ptukha lekabel ashavim, meaning his hand is open to receive the people who want to do tshuva. What does that mean? It's not just to be nice and say sorry. Is to take the person who's sorry, back tshuva, and start to do, you can study from Rabbeinu Yonah to do tshuva, and he take them back to Atzilut, to where they belong. כי בלי זה, לא הייתה שום אפשרות להשפיע מוחין דגדלות על התחתונים. Because without that, said Tzvi Brandwein, we cannot have the ability to have the greatest מוחין, meaning light and energy, to the belower, to the malchut, to the receiver. So, because you have to go to a procedure, first is a complete sfirot and midain, komain, shlema, then malchut go up to nikveh enayim, or what we call half of bina, which is left us with keter chokma, which is short koma, and then with the work that we are doing, we are involved in that, the nukva going down to the mouth, and we have again koma. So that's create gadlut. And the pasuk continue. And he take a different pasuk. What is the pasuk he's taking? He take the word window a lot of time. So where do you find the word window? You have Mashgiach ben Achalonot, you have the window of Noach, and you have Em Sisra. I don't know if you remember the story of Sisra, the mother of Sisra, after Yael, if I'm not mistaken, killed him. His mother was waiting for him to come home, but Sisra never came home. He was the enemy of the Jew at that time. So when it says she was looking from the window and she starts crying, where is my son? We know that the Torah has been studied in four levels in Gan Eden. And the highest level is the Sod. The Sod, the Midrash, the story, the Pshat, the simple, and the Remez, then the hint, Pardes. So the Torah in the level of Atzilut, in the level of the Sod, has all different meaning. There is no bad or good in Atzilut. There is no, so Sisra is bad in the Torah by the story, by the Kabbalah or by the Tikkun HaZoher, there is no bad. Lavan, the worst person ever born, is the Loven Ha'Elyon, is the light that comes from above. So everything has a meaning. So what is he bring that window? V'ayinu bina ba'ad achalon nishkaf avetei aviv. Who is the one looking through the window? It's not the mother of Sisra, it's the bina. She's crying, she's looking from the window. Betrua she yevava. Trua is the sound in the shofar. You have tekiya, okay? Shvarim trua. Shvarim is the 1, 2, 3. Poo, poo, poo. Trua is poo, 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 poo. All of them sound like cry. I'm sorry if I didn't make an example for you. But I have a trua shivava. Shenemar ba bebina. So that's bina, yevava, similar letter, be. Bebina. So, but tiyavev. She was crying, betua, shivava. So the bina is crying. Another window, vayftach Noach at achalon. When Noach opened the window, asher asa, he opened the window, then he did. What day he opened that window? Ze Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur, he opened the window in Yom Kippurim. Kitevat Noach, Yehem Ha'Elyona. What is the Ark of Noach? Was it really happened? From Atzilut, never happened. Never happened. From Pshat, en ha-midrash yotze bidei pshuto. It happened. So it say, Kitevat Noach, Yehem Ha'Elyona, she bina. The Ark of Noach is actually bina. Chalon shela, hu amud emtzai ha'enu ze ranpin. The window of Bina is the Eranpin from Noach, Ark point of view. Shebo Or, Besod V'Torah Or. What is the light that coming, those of you who study from Rashi, you know, Tzohar Ta'aseh La'Teva, you should make a window to the Tova, to the Teva, to the Ark. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explained very weird explanation for Rashi. He say that Noach has a heaven, Even Yakara, Noach has a very expensive stone that brought the light. Another opinion, window. So, what is it? Kabbalah doesn't even address it. Amud ha'emtzai. What is that window? Center column. What is center column? Zeran pin. Shebo or. So, the Torah or. This is where the light comes from. What is Torah? Torah and Zeran pin. That's why the Torah looks like Vav. Whatever is Sfardi, Ashkenazi, the Torah always will stand. It always looks like that, like the letter Vav. And a good Torah starts with every column with the letter Vav to remind you it's Zeher Anpin. So you need to know. All the Torah is Zeher Anpin. Besod the Torah Or. Ki Zeher Anpin nikra Torah. Vehu Or Haganuz. And this is the secret light that's been hidden. Besod Ima Ozifa Lebarta Menana. Ayen Akdamat Sefer Zohar, it's not here. Vayifen Kova Kol Ha'ir Nun Sha'ar Bina. So going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was looking here and looking here before he killed the Egyptian, forget killing the Egyptian, forget Moses looking on the side. Don't talk about it now. Moshe, Ze'er Anpin, Ze'er Anpin. Kova Kol, like we studied last time, Ko is the 25 letters of the Shema and 25 letters of Baruch Shem. That's what we studied last time, which has to do with the Shechina. So Vaif and Kovako, 25 with 25 is 50. What is 50? La'ir et nun share bina, to shine the 50 gate of bina. That's Kovako. So the whole Torah, when you study it according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not the Torah that we know. We know some story, but here is the Torah has been explained in a way that, wow, there's actually everything is there. So when it says matzitz min acharachim, when it says that, you take another verse about window, ke matzitz min acharachim, like a person who sneak or as a matzitz, like somebody who looked through the crack and want to see what's going on in another room, or want to see what's happening, and that's called matzitz. Matzitz min acharachim. You look into the crack to look to little bit details. Mazem matzitz. Elu aseret yemei tshuva. This is the 10 days of tshuva between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. But what it says there, it's very sad what the Tikkun HaZoher says. Vayar ki en ish. And he saw there is no real man. So vayifel kovako, again, you look for people who are doing tshuva. Vayar ki en ish. And he saw there is nobody. It doesn't talk about the Egyptians, it doesn't talk about Israel and Egypt. It's talking about us between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to see if we are מצית מן החרכים, really looking inside. So, that's one explanation. ועוד יש לפרש, משגיח מן החלונות. The פסוק say, מצית מן החרכים, משגיח מן החלונות. So what does that mean? He also look over from the window, like we say. אלו חלונות של בית כנסת. Those the window of the synagogue. That's why synagogue should always have window. If you're already building synagogue, make sure there is at least one window. If you have many, that's a perfect synagogue, by the way. Because you have to look the sky. כי הם, האם והבנים שהם קדוש ברוך הוא, וישראל הם בבית האסורים בעד הגלות. What does that mean? The mother, בינה, הבנים זרלפין, which is קודש הבריך, which is God, God in the level of זרלפין, וישראל, the Israelite, the Jew, or you can call it Israel, הם בבית האסורים. We are in the prison. What is the prison? בעד הגלות. When we are in exile, not exile has to be America, exile can be when you're in Yerushalayim, when you distance from the Creator, when you don't believe God love you, you're in Galut. והוא בכל יום משגיח עליהם ונותן להם לישראל מזורותיהם ואיפן קובקו. This is talk about God, זרם פין. That's a different explanation, I hope you can follow. And every day he's looking over them and he gives them all the mezonot, all the food, all the things that they do, ואיפן קובקו, but he's looking around. אם יש מי שמתעורר בתשובה, if there is somebody awake for tshuva, awake, בכדי לשבור בית האסורים שלהם, he said, listen, I can get you out of prison, but there is one condition, you have to do tshuva. Don't worry about nothing, don't worry, I can do everything as God. But there is one thing I can't do for you. Tshuva, you have to do yourself. זה שנאמר לאמור, לאסורים צאו ולאשר בחושך אגלו. And that's what the pasuk said, go say to the prisoner, come out, come out. Okay? But the one who wants to stay in the dark, you have to go to Galut. Now, just a little explanation. Am I good on time?
Yeah.
ופירוש, ישנם בית זיווגים של הזכר ונוגבה. זיווג אחד לקיום העולמות, זיווג אחד לעוד על הדשמות. You have to remember it for the rest of your life. There is always two connections in the universe. Only two, it will always be two. One is to connect the light and the vessel, or the people, for the sake of existing of the world, kiyum ha'olamot, so the world will function together, not the world as we know it, like earth, planet earth, all the olamot, atzilut, bria, etzir, asiyah, v'zivuk bet, and a certain second connection, lo ladan deshamot, when people back in the coast, to bring soul down, u'bezman ha'galut, the Abba, u'vanui, inun bet, but when we are in the exile, so everybody is in prison, l'chen lo mitkayem rak zivuk alef, l'kiyum ha'olamot, that's why we can't do bring in neshamot, we can only do zivug with neshamot. When you talk about zivug, it doesn't mean intercourse, it means different kavanot, so you can only put the olamot together. וזה שאמרו, היינו הזיווג בשביל קיומם, ואיפה לקובקו, היינו לעורר את זיווג השני להמשיך המוכין לגדלות, של עודות נשמות חדשות. So we say another explanation, he look here and he look there, ויהר כן איש, and so there is no people coming down, meaning we cannot do the zivuk lenashamot, meaning to bring soul down. Another explanation. Vayifen kovako, vayaki enish, ela ish ledarko, ponim beskem, takem shalem. When Moshe Rabbeinu would say, he look here and he look there and he couldn't find another person, a spiritual person, because everybody is busy with the business and the way. Ish lebitro mekzeo. Everybody dealing with their lust, or what they want. כולם פונים לביצעם מן הקצה לקצה בבצע של העולם הזה. Everybody is busy, how much money they're going to have, how much כבוד, how much fame, you know, what I need for today. לרשת את העולם הזה. Everybody has one goal. How can I conquer it? עולם הזה. you ask a human being, what do you want to do? I want to conquer the world. I mean, you take Alexander the Great. He want to conquer the world. Where is he today? In his storybook. So, everybody would like to reach the world. Then, מבחינות האנשים האלה, those type of people was not the people that say ואיפן, כובע, כובע, יער, כן, איש. It's not even the people you look at. שנאמר בהם, אנשי חיל, יראה אלוקים, שונא בצע. He take the pasuk from יתרו. And what it say in יתרו? When יתרו said to משה רבנו, you should manage the people better. He said, how would I know? So we have to choose אנשי חיל, great people, strong people, יראה אלוקים, people who fear God or being aware of God, שונא בצע, and they hate to steal. אלא כולם צועקים בתפילות יום הכיפורים. And everybody go to, you're not going to like that part. Everybody go to Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and pray and pray and pray. Seem like wonderful people, right? Wonderful. But look what it say. כקלבים. They pray like dogs in Yom Kippur. I'm sorry for that. How do we know they play like dog? What is the sound of the dog when he bark? According to Kabbalah, according to Megillat Rut, according to here, the sound is abet, hav. That's what the Zohar always say. The dog hav mean give me, hav. Give me. Hav mean give me. Hav lanu mezonot. Give us money and food. Slicha, charpra, v'chaim. Kadvenu lechaim. And after you give us this, also make sure you sign our name for life. This is our. Yom Kippur look like them as they nefesh and they're full of azut, of chutzpah, of audacity. Kilu of the kochavim sheba olam. They are like idol worshipping, but with yamaka, with payas, with beer, with sidur, with talit, with tzitzit. Everything is perfect, but it's still idol worshipping because they're not praying. Give me a path. How can I change? Give me a path. How can I forgive myself? Forgive people. Forgive. Like, give me a path. We're asking for what we think we need. Shetzoakim elav. Scream to God. Ve'en lahem boshet panim. People go to synagogue. No boshet panim. No shame. All the year I did. I got in front of God. Now. Me'litpalel ve'levakesh rak la'anat atzvam. Everything people ask during the holidays for themselves. And I continue. She'en mi she'ikra el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tshuva lachzor elav. Nobody go to God and say, God, can you change me? Can you make me a better person? Forget the money, forget the fame, forget. I want to become Talmid Chacham. I want to become better in Torah. I want to become kinder to people. I want to be able to move my addiction. That's the prayer that the God is looking for. That's by Yarke and Ish. There is no Ish. There is nobody who asks to change. Venidbuk Klavim. They look at us from above like dogs. שנאמר בהם, והתערבו בגויים ולמדו מעשיהם, והם ערב רב מלשון והתערבו, שכל חסד שעושים לעצמם עושים ולא לשם עצמם. And how do you know that the person comes from the ערב רב? Mixed multitude. When the person is always practice spirituality, but when they practice their spirituality is only for the sake of themselves.